Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Couldn't be happier than to have you with us for hour number two tonight, a Decision 2020 special, because we talked about the Democrats 2020 in the first hour, and we are going to talk with Don Trump Jr., and my music just left. I hate it when the music is gone before the actual visuals are gone. There we go. There's some more music in there. Anyway, it's the top of the hour. Glad you're here, and we've got a lot to get to, and before we're done tonight, I've even got a reaction to something that was on Twitter that was kind of important. But we're welcoming you into a very special edition, because yesterday, for my drive time show here in New York, we had the unique opportunity to sit down at a live location with a packed out audience in the house at Bobby Vann's restaurant at 230 Park Avenue. It's called the original Bobby Vann's. And the son of the president, Donald Trump Jr., stopped by. Now, he's got a new book coming out in the next week called Triggered, and it's all about the current state of things with the Democrat Party. But as we were there, my co-host was A.J. Katsimatidis, who is the daughter of the grocery store mogul John Katsimatidis, Red Apple Group proprietor. He also has an energy company, etc. Kimberly Guilfoyle, the beloved of Don Trump Jr., and I welcomed Donald to the show.
Yeah. Good to be with you, Kevin. How you doing?
Last time you were on the phone with us, and we talked about your book, but I'm looking at an actual copy of this book. Are you excited?
I am. Listen, I got to sit and have a first row seat to the greatest political upset in history.
Yeah.
Not like Trump hyperbole. This is actually... You know,
this is your story of that journey.
And this is the story of that journey and really how I got there, even as a conservative. Because, again, when you're from New York City, you have a father that's a billionaire. Not exactly, doesn't breed a lot of conservatism.
Right.
But, you know, I've had an interesting adventure through it and get to be, you know, witness all of this craziness that's going on. Get to be the number two target after my father of the Mueller hoax. And now we're just seeing a continuation of the witch hunt, right? It's this impeachment inquiry. This started on November 9th, 2016. The day he won.
I think it started a couple of months before that.
It probably did. Yeah. I mean, they were like, wait a minute, there may be a chance.
Yeah.
And it's just been a continuation of that. You see the rules and the goalposts are never ending. They always move. Only in favor of the Democrats, but the reality is the good hard-working people of this country, they see it. They see through the nonsense. They see through the garbage that the Democrats have been throwing out there, and I think it's only helping us.
Yeah. Well, we're really honored to have you for the hour. Thank you for being here. A.J. Katsimatidis is my celebrity co-host today. A.J., welcome back to Hour 2.
Thank you for having me.
And sitting right across from you is a good friend. Actually, Kim and I go a ways back. When I had a book out a few years ago, she actually interviewed me for my book on a thing called the Fox News Strategy Room. Do you remember those days, Kim?
Wow, that was a while ago.
That was before the Five or any of that other
I
stuff.
Really think that was sort of the genesis, the beginning of the Five. It was sort of the Five experiment, right? We're doing it online and having people sitting around a table. And
we were on that little studio at the end of the 12th floor, and like you had to pack into like one like tiny area to get it on.
But it was good times.
It was fun.
We let it fly. But it's great to be on with you and with Don. This is super exciting because he just got this first copy at his office today.
Yeah, literally today, you know?
Well, I really wanted to like roll out the red carpet and have like your cover photo all over the room and stuff when they came in, and in your office said, no, they haven't even gotten books yet.
Yes. I literally got it this afternoon, so it's like, you know, this is the first shot. Yeah,
it's Tuesday.
Listen, it comes out Tuesday, available right now for pre-order on Amazon. And again, I think it's an interesting take. I mean, for years people say, Don, when are you going to write the business book? I'm like, I don't, you know, I got someone that shares my name. He's covered the business book. You know, but I think it is a unique story. You know, certainly, you know, a great American story, especially when you look at the environment today. You know, I talk a little bit about, you know, my early roots becoming a conservative, and that's because I have a mother that actually escaped communist Czechoslovakia, a mother who actually escaped these communist and socialist policies that are becoming really mainstream on the left. I mean,
scarily,
you see Elizabeth Warren's plan today for, you know, the health care plan. It's a mere, you know, $52 trillion, which is, you know, when the U.S. government makes $6 trillion a year, it's big money.
Yeah.
Okay, it's big money.
Less than a decade to pay for.
Yeah.
Well, that's 52 over 10 years, right? So that basically leaves, with what the government makes, it leaves you about $1 trillion to fund everything else that the government spends six on and then some a year off. It's just
asinine. But they think it's pocket change.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it's magically, like the Green New Deal, which was a mere $93 trillion, it's going to pay for itself.
And that would give us the chance to ride a bus to Hawaii or something like that.
Yeah, you take buses, and Don's favorite thing about the cows, Don.
Well, math like physics. You know, you can't just bend the rules to make your point, and then it doesn't work that way. So you have the greatest economy of my lifetime going on now because of Donald Trump's policies. Unlike the governor of New York, whose policies are literally only pushing taxpayer revenue, money, jobs, future investments out of the city and out of the state. And so, you know, I love this little soundbite today, but it allowed me to sort of jump on him, which is like, you know, you take that lightly, good riddance, but you're saying good riddance to tens of thousands of people every month who are fleeing asinine and stupid policies that this governor is pursuing because he doesn't have the guts to actually stand up. You know, I thought his brother on CNN was Fredo, but it may be Andrew.
Let's start some more battles, some more fights, right?
In the competition for who is Fredo, Andrew or Chris, man, they're running neck and neck these days with these stupid comments.
Now you know how the rest of our night's going to be, right?
Well, listen, you realize...
It's going to spill over to Twitter.
You realize
okay,
that...
I hope so. That's good.
You know, if Andrew Cuomo did half of for New York what my father has done throughout his career for New York, my father has rebuilt the skyline. My father has taken over jobs that New York City, New York State have destroyed and couldn't complete, whether it's Walman Rink, whether it's the Ferry Point Golf Course, where the state literally spent millions of dollars in endless pits of money, got nothing done.
Yeah.
My father took them over, got them done. Ahead of schedule, under budget, and is running them for the city. These failed New York City politicians have been doing this forever. Okay?
Yeah, they're exporting New York, right?
To push people like that, and again, it's not just my father leaving these stupid policies. It's a lot of successful people that are bringing other successful jobs. You know, how'd that work out with Amazon? I got a great idea. Let's chase 30,000 high-paying jobs out of the city.
As fast as you can.
Wonderful, wonderful leadership.
Well, the interesting thing about that, Don, and I kid you not, I was saying before your dad got into the race, it would really be awesome if we didn't have someone from the political class run and win the presidency. Because when you are a businessman, you just mentioned two of the three things. Projects have to be done on time, number one.
Yeah.
They have to be done within budget, and they have to be done to the client's satisfaction.
Right.
Now, at the end of the day, your dad has lived that life, his entire life.
100%. And unlike being a politician, Kevin, there's actual consequences when you don't do those things.
Right.
When you don't come in on time, when you're not under budget. You know, there's actual real-world consequences, and that's the other thing. There are no consequences for our politicians these days. Guys like that, they run their mouths, they put up terrible numbers, they chase away jobs, and they get reelected because they promise wonderful things on a campaign speech, but they don't actually do them. What's unique about my father is, because he has a track record of success, because he's actually signed the front of a paycheck before, not just the back, because he had people's livelihoods, their family's well-being, dependent on his success for decades,
right?
He could take that, bring it to D.C., and actually be the first promises made, promises kept president of our lifetimes.
Well, and just imagine if he had not had Russia and impeachment biting at his heels every day, too.
Well,
I mean, it's like,
100%.
You know the cartoon? I don't know if it's Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse, or what, but there's a cartoon where the main character is holding, like, the villain at bay.
Yeah.
And the villain's, like, he's, like, punching air.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, with his other hand, he's doing other stuff behind him.
Yeah.
That's your dad. Your dad's keeping all these things at bay with one hand, and he's performing miracles on the other end.
Well, I agree with you.
But I think
David and Goliath, right?
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
Him against everybody, against the world.
My point, though, is imagine what he could accomplish without that nonsense.
No, that's, yeah.
This is an unprecedented amount of income. Listen, Republicans are always going to take extra heat because you got the media against you, you got pop culture against you, you got Hollywood against you. They're always going to take more than a Democrat. The Democrats, you see what their stupid policies have done. They're no good, but they still get full credit for whatever it is the hell that they're doing.
All right, that's Donald Trump, and from my broadcast yesterday in Drive Time here in New York City on Kevin McCullough Radio. It's Radio Night Live, and we're back in the studio. The remainder of that conversation, which spilled out over the course of an hour, we're going to get to in tonight's hour two. We're so glad that you're with us, and grateful that we can also bring you the insights of the son of the president. We get into a lot more stuff in the moments to come. In fact, I'm going to ask Kim Guilfoyle, who appeared with him, who's, you may remember her formerly of Fox News, a little bit later in the hour. We'll talk about the role of women in the 2020 election. And is it really the same narrative that the media and the Democrats are putting out there, that all women seem to hate the president and there's no way he can do well with them, et cetera, et cetera? We'll ask A.J. Katsimatidis and Kimberly Guilfoyle those questions from last night's event at Bobby Vann's here in New York City. We will get into all of that as we continue. And then a little bit later on, I've got, I answer a liberal on Twitter in probably one of the most important questions that any liberal has asked on Twitter in this year. Someone was going after the tax policies and trying to make a point, and I'll let you be the judge and jury when we get to that point, but when we're done in the final few moments of the hour. That's all straight ahead. It's Radio Night Live. Thankful to be with you on Biz TV, Salem Radio, GCN, and another number. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us back at Radio Night Live. Ooh. So some of you know that I do a broadcast Monday through Friday as well. It's an afternoon drive here in New York on a couple of stations, AM 570 The Mission, AM 970 The Answer, and then there's a national network version of that show that is aired almost every hour on the hour from 5 p.m. Eastern all the way through till 4 a.m. the next morning. But the opportunity that we had yesterday was to do a live remote on location at a restaurant in Midtown Manhattan with the son of the president. Donald J. Trump Jr. was my guest. And I was also joined by a celebrity guest co-host, A.J. Katsimatidis, who's the daughter of the grocery magnate, John Katsimatidis. And Kimberly Guilfoyle, the beloved of Donald Trump Jr., also joined us. And I felt a little bit bad that in that opening segment that we just played for you, Don and I did all the talking. So I kind of went a different direction with the beginning of segment two.
Well, the roses always outshine the thorns, right?
We better let them go. In 2019, we'll be branded as misogynists, Kevin. They'll cancel us.
They will. They'll try to anyway. Go ahead.
Sure. So one thing that I really admire about your dad, our great president, is that he doesn't back down no matter what the liberals throw at him. And you have that same aggressive, amazing, tough personality. And I was so excited to read the plug for your book when you said that the best defense is a good offense. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
You know, it's sort of interesting. I think if you look back, even historically within our family or around business, everyone was like, you know, John's sort of the one, he's into the outdoor stuff. He's not, you know, he's probably the one that's most different from the father. But if you actually then put us in a corner where we're backed in a corner
personality-wise
by these crazy people,
right,
all of a sudden, that's when we realized, like, it took us 41 years to realize we're basically the same person under pressure, right?
And identical twins.
No, the reality is he's always been that way. He's always done better under pressure, and he's always up for the fight. And I think what he's shown conservatives who have this sort of, you know, let's turn the other cheek mentality. You know, we have our principles and we'll talk about them really well in the stump, but the second we get under pressure, we just turn the other cheek and fade into the distance. He's shown the Republican Party that you can actually fight back. You don't just have to take the loss. You don't just have to give up because the other side would like you to,
right,
and they're able to drive a narrative more effectively because the mainstream media is the marketing wing of the DNC. He's shown that you can push back and you can actually win, and I think if we take that forward as conservatives, it's going to be the most important lesson we can learn, because we don't have to lose these battles, and no one has really been more successful over time, or, you know, and really just blowing it than Republicans. I mean, they're better at snatching defeat from the jaws of victory than anything I've ever seen in our lives.
You're singing my song.
And he's showing them that you don't have to behave that way. You can push back. You're going to get branded. You're going to get, you know, mean articles about you, but it doesn't matter. He's actually doing the things he said he was going to do, and that's all that his electorate cares about.
And I want to bring that discussion then to the reality of what's going on the actual trail, because, you know, Bernie Sanders held a rally here under the Brooklyn Bridge a weekend or so ago, and AOC came out, and they had 12,000 people show up, and the media acted like it was the biggest thing they'd ever seen. I think Elizabeth Warren put 8,000 in one of the... And this is a liberal gathering in a liberal city.
Well, of a city of 12 million people.
Right, exactly.
Congratulations.
Meanwhile, your dad that goes to North Carolina,
yep,
Pennsylvania,
yep,
Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, formerly all strong Democratic strongholds,
yep,
and is packing 25,000 in the place and 20,000 to 50,000 outside the place at every stop.
Okay.
What does that say, not so much about your dad, but about how the message is resonating with the people in those blue states on offense?
Well, they get it. Listen, I think you probably saw it, like in Orlando back in June when we launched the campaign.
I was there,
right?
Yeah.
You saw, I think we spoke there actually.
Yeah.
You saw 45,000 people to show up for 2 days prior to an announcement in a stadium that holds 25,000 people.
It was the best block party that they've had in the city.
Oh, my God. It may still be going on.
But more importantly, so those people showed up to hear a politician speak. That doesn't happen first and foremost. That doesn't happen at rock concerts where you're turning away that many people. But then you saw the mainstream media. Oh, did you see those people? You know, it was raining and pouring. It was
right,
a disaster.
Right, right.
You didn't lose a single person. They were really there because they wanted to be there. And it was a beautiful thing, and the support was incredible. This was right after the Mueller nonsense broke. You know, so these are people I'm saying, hey, this wasn't a victory for my father or for me. This was a victory for all of you who never wavered, who never doubted. But then I go on and turn on the TV, flying back with my father on Air Force One. It's, oh, did you see those terrible people? They were in flip-flops. Oh, was that their formal attire? There's a level of hatred and disdain for hard-working men and women of this country that the media has, that the left has, that's really disgusting. And it's manifesting itself. It's always been there. But there's not even a pretense to hide it anymore. Like, there's no longer a pretense of objectivity anymore.
There used to be a snooty kind of, we're going to be sophisticated in how we insult you. Now they just, like, shove the pie in your
face.
Well,
they didn't take the lesson of 2016. They didn't realize that people got it, that the American people and the hardworking men and women of this country who just want to live their American dream instead of it being our only export,
right,
to some country that hates our guts. They want their kids to be able to maybe experience that. They want their families to maybe get the benefit of their tax dollars. Again, not some, you know, jerk in another country that hates our guts. They want to be able to live that dream. And that's not a bad thing. And these mainstream media, when they, oh, I don't know a single person that would have ever done from, because they never left their cubicle at the New York Times.
Right, exactly.
They never even thought that these policies, you know, NAFTA, all these things that destroyed the U.S. economy, they can't even imagine, you know, why those people would rebel against the crap that they've been feeding them for decades.
It's beyond the
and they still don't
realm
get
of imagination.
No, they still don't get it. You saw it this weekend with, you know, al-Baghdadi, an austere religious scholar. No. He's a rapist. He's a murderer. He's someone who threw people in cages, doused them with gasoline, and lit them on fire.
Right.
You know, this is not an austere religious scholar. This is a piece of crap. And he got what he deserved.
Kim, you were trying to jump in.
I just wanted to say that I think, you know, really, Don, like, your father has exposed the mainstream media, you know, acting in concert with the liberal Democrats, and that's why people really do feel emancipated politically in this country, the working class, and we've seen it across the country, the base that loves Don Jr., because they can smell somebody who's a phony, like the liberals, like the media, when they pretend like they're being fair and balanced, and they're not. So when they see someone come that actually understands them and treats them with respect.
Right.
You know, and that's what the president does, that's what Don does, we're out in the field, and people are smart. Like, that's what the liberals and the mainstream media don't understand. The voters out there get it. They know that they have been conned and taken advantage of for far too long.
It
and thank President Trump, now they're
It took the Washington
hurt.
Post three swipes at that headline before they decided on a very mediocre...
Guys, this isn't rocket science.
They actually had
like,
it
this isn't
on
quantum
the first one.
Physics. Like, the fact that they have to kind of figure... I mean, imagine the level of derangement that you have to be. But this is the problem. I mean, this is the lens that people are seeing their quote-unquote news through. I mean, you saw... What was it that the New York Times did the other day? They had, you know, the wonderful article about... same thing. You know, just... They take something that's so obvious. It's such an easy layup to just be objective.
But here's
and
the
they'll
thing.
Sit there and warp it to this craziness.
But here's the
and
thing
they don't even
really,
get what's wrong
really
with it.
That really is a little bit shocking, I think, to the American people. And that, is, and I'm not talking about those of us that live in Manhattan or D.C. or in L.A., but in the rest of the country. The president has worked nonstop on the economy, job creation, fair trade, bringing back production to the United States, everything that needed to be done for the everyday American. In the meantime, you have the media losing it's losing its mind, talking about all the things that he's not woke with and this and that.
Well, you had the New York Times fact-checking the meme about him putting a medal around the dog.
Right. Like,
I remember seeing that this week, and that was one of the more amazing things. That's Don Jr.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash of a small plane in southern Louisiana that left 5 people dead. Lafayette Fire Chief Robert Benoit says they're still investigating the crash.
The Federal Aviation agencies have did their preliminary investigation where we looked at everything that transpired so far. The individuals have been removed and are being taken to the coroner's office. We have identified them.
One of the victims is 30-year-old Carly Ann McCord, a TV sports reporter in New Orleans, and the daughter-in-law of an LSU football coach. In Somalia, more than 60 people are dead from a truck bombing in the capital of Mogadishu. It exploded in a busy security checkpoint. So far, there is no claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known.
All right, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. We are playing for you highlights of an extended conversation with the son of the president from my broadcast yesterday in PM Drive here in the nation's number one media market. And Donald Trump Jr. was at the table, and I just announced, because we had just gotten the word that Beto O'Rourke had dropped out of the presidential race, and here was the president's son's reaction live.
Beto O'Rourke has just dropped out of the 2020 presidential race.
I'm so shocked to hear that. I really thought he had a chance, Kevin.
That 2% was going to carry him across the
flailing table. Around like Gumby with moronic policies. Like, I don't know what happened, but man, Hollywood boosted it up during that Senate race, and the fact that he thought he had a chance is sort of amazing.
I never really thought he was going to win the Senate race, but other people thought he was going to.
Beta male.
Yeah, it's just, well, okay, so that's
fake Hispanic.
One more that your dad is like marked off the calendar. He went through 17 in his own primary. Now he's clicking them off in the other side as well.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about this, and I want to bring AJ and Kimberly more into this conversation. So Kayleigh McEnany and your sister-in-law are on my show a lot.
Yeah.
There's a movement that is supportive of this president that is female. What's driving it? What is the secret to it? Are they gonna win a greater percentage than they did in 2016?
Well, one of the many frauds that the mainstream media liberal Democrats like to perpetuate is this false notion that women don't support the president of the United States. And I'm here to tell you that they do, because we travel across the country. We probably have more women and men that even show up for these things, for the rallies, for the events, and women are donating to President Trump in record numbers. So I fully expect that we're going to see them engaged and showing up at the polls. And women have never done better under any president than they have under President Trump and his economy. I mean, literally last year, 1,800 new jobs, meaning new women created, owned and operated businesses, a day in the United States of America under President Trump. So women across the country said, so it's 1,800 a day, women owned and created jobs. Each day in the United States were created under President Trump. Those are record numbers, and women are the ones making financial decisions in the households. They're the ones that they show are the ones buying cars, making decisions on any kind of like household purchases, etc. And it is really powerful. They are coming out for President Trump because we've had record low unemployment for women, just like we have for African Americans, Asian Americans, because the president's policies are lifting up all Americans. But I'm so happy as a woman and as a single mother to say that the president is doing his very, very best for all of us. And AJ knows it because she goes on all the different shows as well talking about it. And you see the support, AJ, and with your leadership that you have with the GOP here in Manhattan. How many women love the president?
So many women love the president. And all the time that I have known him, he has been such a champion of women, whether it was in the private sector with his company. He employed so many women and empowered them in leadership roles. And now in the presidency, he's created so many jobs for women. That was one of his major priorities. 2,628,000. Like, wow. He is doing such a fantastic job for women. And I know you travel around the country.
Yes.
You're amazing. So you probably see it everywhere you go.
I really do. And they love him. I mean, they want to go out there and campaign. They're bundling for him. They're like, please tell the president we love him. We stand for him. It's really a shame that they are telling lies about the president like this, because he is so supportive of women. When you look at his cabinet, everybody who he has in working in powerful positions, and our campaign, we have more women than men on the Trump re-election effort.
I don't even
and
think Elizabeth Warren can claim that. So that's,
no,
that's
and
cool.
We have more female donors than any of the other Democrats that are running. So I'm going to tell you something. Women have skin in the game because they are taking their money and they are putting it behind President Trump. And over 60% even of our donations to this president's incredible re-election effort come from small dollar donors. The majority of those are women. So what does that tell you?
I'm just curious if either of you have seen the numbers scientifically. I've seen it colloquially on Twitter in the last 48 hours, but my feeling is that since the vote was taken taken on impeachment that donations have gone through the roof. Do you have any sign that that is actually, in fact, happening? Because it seems like it's happening.
I don't have any hard data. I haven't bothered to even check because the fundraising is going so well. Because, honestly, our best fundraising comes from when you give a Democrat the mic. When you see these, but no, it is. They're like, make your case. It's like, I don't need to. Just listen to them. Again, as someone who had a mother who escaped communist Czechoslovakia, it's amazing when you see these liberal and socialist policies being pushed now and say, how come there's no one in America who's, say, from Eastern Europe, former communist Eastern Europe, or who's from the former Soviet Union, or who's from China, or who's from Cuba or Venezuela? How come there's no one from those countries advocating for these policies here?
Well, and that's a great question, as Don Jr. got into it. When we come back, some more of the highlights of my conversation with him live from my afternoon drive.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Wow, 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 wow.
starting to be told, but it's being told too slowly for my own taste. Kanye, some other people that are now starting to speak up and be vocal about it are setting a different narrative. But is there going to be a concerted effort by the campaign to punch people back on that point and be aggressive about it, the way he's fought back on everything?
Well, listen, I think without question. I mean, I think, first of all, the results speak for themselves, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You got the highest level of, you know, African-American, you know, new entrepreneurship, you know, companies founded. Same with Hispanics. Lowest level today of, you know, African unemployment in history. In history. The numbers speak for themselves. Those policies are raising wages in the lowest level of the workforce where that you haven't seen those kind of wages ever go up. You know, so the policies speak for itself. But, you know, it's interesting. When they do that, I say, I watch all these Hollywood elites say that. I go, you know, it's funny. I remember having dinner with that guy 7 or 8 times. And you know, it's only when you came out of as a conservative. There's a reason he's in 150 rap songs, and it wasn't because he was racist. You know,
how cool is that, by the way?
That is cool.
Baby, are you in a rap song?
Oh, listen, I see it. It's in the book. I mean, I talk about the story in Triggered. You know, you got the Reverend Al, right? Like, you know, the Reverend Al called me when he needed a reference to go get an apartment in New York City. So I don't remember us being all that racist all of a sudden. But it's when you can turn it, and then the media will run with the soundbite because that's how they control. I mean, if you look at leftist policies and what they've done for those communities over decades,
Zero.
I mean, and yet they keep sort of, they have a stranglehold. So there is a concerted effort, but there is a stranglehold, right? The Democrat left, they have at the top of the, you know, the pastors, the religious leaders, the this, every aspect of the community. So I see it so much, and it's not the people like maybe here where they're wearing a MAGA hat. It's people that are coming up be like, I love what your dad's doing. They're whispering it.
Right.
You know, they call me racist,
I'm saying, I'm sitting there with Kimberly in bed, my Puerto Rican girlfriend, and they're saying you're racist. I'm like, I'm really bad at this. If I'm racist, I'm really bad at it.
You really good at it.
My Puerto Rican girlfriend, who's also 6.1% Native American, I tell everyone,
holler, diversity,
I tell
outreach.
Her, she should tell people she's 10,000% Native American, because
if Elizabeth Warren scale,
you know, she might as well be, because, you know, this is what we're up against. Them.
Speaking of which, they unveiled the price tag to Warren's medical adventure. $52 trillion. I'm just thinking, Don Jr., of all the things that the country needs and could do.
Yeah.
And part of this goes back to, and riff on this for a second. We are great when we begin approaching solutions from kind of a counterintuitive way.
Right.
So if politics have said you have to do a preparative health insurance forever, what if we started looking at preventative and personal responsibility and how people live?
Because our politicians aren't business people, they are purely reactionary.
Right.
No one ever comes up with anything proactively. And so I think that's what my father's done differently. I mean, this plan, you know, oh, it's $52 trillion over 10 years. You know, let's just say it's about 90% per annum of what the U.S. government makes in revenue. So of that 90%, if you're magically not going to raise middle class taxes, which she says she's not, where's it coming from? It's just, it doesn't exist. You know, these are Santa Claus type policies. I hope you don't have any children readers, but that stuff doesn't exist.
But the left has never been honest about how they funded things.
No, they don't have to be, because there's no one there to hold them accountable. You know, there used to be a media that would say, okay, well, maybe we'll call this out a little bit, but the media doesn't even pretend to be objective anymore. They don't even pretend. They just say, no, it's a wonderful plan. It's going to work. You got to cover XYZ, but they don't say, well, okay, assuming we're already still going into debt every year, if we have $6 trillion in revenue, and now you're saying we're going to take 5 of that to cover one issue, well, who's going to fund a road? Or who's going to fund a military? Or who's going to fund public education? Or who's going to... Something's got to give. So, you know, these are unrealistic policies by people who have no business making decisions like this, because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. But because there's no resistance, because there's no one to hold them accountable, they can just get away with it. They can be the Pied Piper and bring everyone along, and everyone's singing, and it's wonderful. But no one's there holding them accountable. These things are disastrous policies that our children and our grandchildren are going to get stuck with the debt load for, and it's a real problem that no one will talk about.
Bankrupt the country.
And you need an adult in the room, Kevin, and there isn't one right now.
We were talking beforehand, and your kids and mine are about the same age, and when I think about it, you know, I look at my 4-year-old daughter at night, and I say, what are we leaving for her?
Correct.
And if we turn over the reins back to what it was for the 8 years before your dad was there, and to some degree, degree, most of the modern era of my life. Big spending, going way beyond what is fiscally responsible, etc. We're never going to get it back on track. And I know, and I think it was your brother that told me this story, but I want you to take us back to the moment, the night, that your dad called all of you into the room and said, we've been thinking about it, and we're pulling the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say in that conversation? Relay that story
for me. I write about it in the book. I go into a little bit more detail, but for me, it was that day. The day he announced. So it was June 16, 2015. I wasn't 100% sure until basically we're going down in the elevator. I'm like, oh my God, this is real. And he looked at me in the elevator, and he just said, now we find out who our real friends are.
Yeah.
And truer words have never been spoken. And, you know, AJ, your family's been incredible, but of the New York crowd, so many of them, and all the friends then on November 9th, 2016, hey, Don, we were with you all along. I'm like, that's weird. You haven't returned my phone call in like 18 months. You were with me all along. It's like, I'm watching you post on Facebook. Like, don't lie to me. By the way, I respect disagreement, but you can't have it both ways.
Right.
You can't be like woke and cool on Facebook and then like be texting me privately being like, I love the policy that you're doing. Someone finally has to say no. And so what was awesome about the statement that my dad made.
Hold that thought. We're coming back. Yeah, we're going to come right back. That was a place where we had to break. We'll do the same thing here. It's Calvin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live with Donald Trump Jr., and we continue with our final few thoughts in just a moment. You can email me at kmcradio@gmail.com if you've got any thoughts, kmcradio@gmail.com. Hi, Calvin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping, but you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping, but you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KATE.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin McCullough, thank you for hanging in there tonight. By the way, I wanted to show you this. So my 9-year-old ankle biter comes into the kitchen this morning while I'm making breakfast, and he's got his paints and his paintbrush and his Taekwondo board that he broke last week. And he began to paint the stripes and the stars on this thing I'm holding in my hand. It's an American flag on a piece of wood. And he did it all freehand. And I said, son, if you finish that, because I was so proud of it, I said, we will put it in the studio permanently. So we're going to leave it right here in the studio. And in weeks to come, every time you see this, just know Papa Bear is very proud of his baby cub. So having said that, thanks to Mr. James for doing that. Now, we go back to the final few minutes of my time with Donald Trump Jr. yesterday, taking place here on my afternoon show. This is, of course, the son of the president, and what he had to say was pretty important.
You were telling us the stories we were going to break. Your dad was headed down with you. They said he had told you that you're going to find out who your true friends are.
Yeah.
And I think it was, I guess, your brother that told me that in the residence upstairs, that he looked you guys in the face and said, I've thought about doing this several times, but I have to do it now, because if I don't, we lose America.
I agree. And he did say that, and he's been saying that for a while. And listen, it was no secret. He was getting more and more vocal. But unlike a lot who just get vocal and just throw stones from the sidelines, he actually stepped up and, you know, got in the game. But what was great about the statement when he looked me in the eye and just said, you know, now we find out who our real friends are, was it shows, A, he understands how the real world works. But more importantly, he did this not thinking that this was going to be some gilded pathway to go do amazing things. He knew it would be vicious. He knew those who had been, you know, let's call them friends, in quotation marks, right? He knew that they would turn on him, because it's easy to be a leftist. It's easy to, you know, scream and rant and rave and do the Hollywood talking points, and you're a wonderful person. And it's not so easy to be a conservative, and it's not so easy to be a vocal conservative. It's even harder to be sort of a Trumpian conservative, which is actually an in-your-face, this is nonsense, we're going to call you out on this crap. And so he did it anyway. And that was the best part of that statement, was he knew it was going to be brutal. He knew what would happen. And he didn't need this job, Kevin. He didn't need this job.
It wasn't his turn. Don, tell the Oprah. So Don's pinned tweet, his appearance, your father's appearance on Oprah, is your pinned tweet.
Yeah, it's literally him on Oprah in like 1986, literally talking about bad trade policies and stupid politicians that have, you know, you and I would not let negotiate a car lease, let alone trillion-dollar decisions that our kids are going to be bound to. You know, so he's a consistent guy, and he's been out there, and finally he had enough. And you can see the last 8 years prior to him, it really was time for someone with some guts, someone with some brains.
All right, so that was Donald Trump's final closing statement. We've got his book coming out on Tuesday called Triggered. I hope that you'll get a copy. It's going to be a bestseller, I predict, instantaneously. It's going to tell his story of the Trump rise and kind of what it was like to be the son of the president as he was being targeted for the Russia collusion and other stuff as well. Anyway, if you want to re-listen to this, the podcast is available at iTunes and at SoundCloud. And I just want to say thanks to everybody for making this broadcast available tonight, Radio Night Live, on our great radio partners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.